Tov, Missy, Ata Dishmaya. We are here. It is the outcome of the Hilula Kadisha of Mori, the Rabbi, Rabbeinu, Chaim, Yosef, David, Azulai, the Chida, Kadosh, Ben, Rafael, Yitzchak, Zarchia, Zecher, Tzadi, Kadosh, Livracha, Bezat Hashem. And we are very lucky to be here in Tzfati Rakodesh, learning B'yam Darkecha on Shabbat Kodesh. We are learning about Erev Shabbat, Friday, and the work that has to go into the preparation of Shabbat. We are on page Kuf Het. We are going to be learning tonight about the clothing that you should wear on Shabbat, and we're going to be learning about the preparation and intentions that go into the lighting of the Shabbat candles, which is applicable for men and for women, because if you're married, you are the one that should be preparing the candles for your wife. If you're a single man, you're the one that needs to prepare and light the candles. And depends. If you're a bachur, you should check it out. If you have someone at home lighting, I don't know. But this is not an halacha shir, so I don't know. I'm not a posek. I just read the book, but you got to figure that out. That's a good question. And for the ladies, obviously, you should know what you're doing, because that's one of the most important mitzvot that you have in your whole entire life, is to light the Shabbat candles and to bring more light into this world. Tov, b'siyata d'ishmaya, we're going into the clothing of Shabbat. Tzarich lilbosh b'gadim miyuchadim l'shabbat. You have to wear special, unique clothing just for Shabbat. Ketav, ha-shulchan aruch. And by the way, this was mentioned this morning in the Ilchot Shabbat of the Halshech Shir, wearing what clothing to wear on Shabbat. So we're connecting the day with the night, b'zat Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, Rav Yosef Karo says, Ishtadel shiyu lo bigadim na'im l'shabbat. A person should try to have pleasant, beautiful clothing for Shabbat. And the Arizal writes, Shetzirich lachlif et kol bigadim l'chvot Shabbat. The Arizal says you have to change all of your clothing for Shabbat. And he says like this in Shar HaKavanot, Shum min malbush v'chayotze bo mikol ma shelavash adam b'yamei achol en ra'ui l'lvosho b'yom ha-Shabbat. Nothing, not one garment that you wear Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday should be on your body during Shabbat. Nothing. According to Pshat Halacha, your shoes are okay as long as you shine them. Right? You can wear the same shoes as long as you shine them. But when it comes to the Arizal, nothing. Completely different clothing, just for Shabbat Kodesh. Gam yesh inyan al pi Kabbalah. There's also an idea according to Kabbalah, lilbosh begadim levanim, to wear white clothing. כמו שכתב רבנו חיים ויטל, like Rav Chaim Vital writes, גם צריך אדם ללבוש בגדי לבן ולא של צבעים אחרים. You need to wear white clothing and not other colors. ודע כי אין לפחות מן דלת בגדי לבן. You should not go less than 4 different articles of white clothing. והם המלבוש העליון, meaning your upper garment, והתחתון, the lower garment, meaning your pants, והאזור אשר על הלבוש התחתון, והאזור אשר על הלבוש התחתון, and your belt that goes on top of your lower clothing, meaning your pants, והחלוק אשר על בשרו, וכן היוצא בזה. Meaning, the upper garment is a jacket, right? But then you also, back then, they used to wear like a jalabiya that went underneath all of their clothing, right? They used to wear like a robe, a garment that went on their skin, right? What we would call an undershirt today, an underpants, all the... Arizal says these 4 pieces of clothing have to be, at least they have to be white. The over jacket that you wear, right? The shirt that's on your skin, your pants, and what was, and the belt. At least those have to be white, okay? Od katav sham, the Arizal also writes there, Raiti lo mori, sorry, Rav Chaim Vital writes that I saw my teacher, the Arizal, b'mei achorif, in the winter, ha'elovesh b'yom Shabbat, מפני הצינה מלבוש אחד של בגד ארגמן. Since it was cold, and Arizal, his whole entire life was very sensitive to cold. He wouldn't go to cold mikvahs in the winter, right? His whole entire life, he was very sensitive, right? And on the Rav Chaim Vital says, in the winter, which was here in Tzfat, where he saw him, it was very cold winters, like we know, right? He would wear a crimson jacket, a crimson cloak, over himself, like his most external layer would be of a crimson color, what's in Hebrew called argaman, tachat malbush alavan elyon. Sorry, underneath, he would wear it like underneath his most external cloak. He would wear an inner cloak that was of this crimson color. He was just making sure, the Arizal, that he had at least four pieces of white clothing. What's the idea of changing your clothing, that you shouldn't wear mundane clothing on Shabbat and to have a special piece of clothing? Also, what is the idea of white? And what should we do with that in our times, where we see that most of the people in the world do not dress like that? Tov. Clothing. What is clothing? We're talking about clothing. What is even clothing? Clothing. Mechaseh et haguf u'megaleh et haneshama. Clothing covers up the body and reveals the neshama. First, we have to understand what is clothing. Abeged yesh lo kama tefkidim. A piece of clothing has a few different jobs. On one side, its job is to cover up the external body and to conceal it from the world. On the other side, your clothing is coming to reveal what is your essence and what is going on internally inside the person. Because the person is revealed by way of the clothing that he's wearing. First things first. Only by way of you wearing clothing in a normal society, right? I came from a city where people don't wear clothing. But on in a normal society, you can only go out to the world and do anything in life if you're wearing clothing. Yeah. Right? You can't go out naked. You can only take your abilities that you have and bring them out into fruition if you're wearing clothing. Like a rabbinical cloak. What's the job of a frak or a bekasha or any of these things? To show that the person wearing it is a talmid chacham, to show that he's a rabbi, to show that he's a person of respect. Rabbi Yochanan aya korel begadim machbeduta. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, he would call his clothing machbeduta, the honorables. He would say the clothing is what makes the person honorable. They give honor to the person. They reveal to people the essence. They know by way of what he's wearing what level of honor he's deserving. Obviously, everybody deserves honor. But if you see a guy wearing dirty work clothing, and you see a guy wearing a hat and a frock and everything, the sorted out beard and a nice pressed white shirt, obviously there's a difference here, right? Externally, that's a showing of what's going on internally. It should be at least. So too, clothing can protect a person. By way of a person wearing important clothing, he feels that he's fitting to do the proper actions in life. Like Chazal said in the Gemara, "Kach she'et haguf shehu ha'chaluk ha'namuch she'ba'adam." Achelek ha'namuch ba'adam. Right, the body is the lowest part of a person. Abeged noar lechasot u'lastir. The clothing is meant to come there then to that lowest part of your being, which is your body, and to cover it up and to conceal it. Vilo et haneshama, but your neshama, your soul, she chelek hagvua shebaadam, this is the loftiest part that you have inside your makeup. Abeged noad legalato leromama uleshomra. Your clothing, it's meant to come conceal your body, which is the lowest part of you, and it's also meant to reveal and to elevate and to guard your soul. In the beginning of creation, the body itself was like clothing. In the creation, Adam Rishon, his body was his clothing. It was a levush. But after the sin of man, the bad was now mixed up into the good. The level of man was lower, was lessened. Right? The body that is now a part of me, and in the body there's a strong hold, a grasp. The negativity has a grasp on the badness. The negativity has a grasp on the body, Therefore, since the body since negativity has this grasp on the body, what do we have to do with the body then? Cover it up, conceal it, diminish its importance. Right? To quiet down how much negativity is going to be revealed by way of my body, so that there shouldn't be too much. In the future to come, B'zat Hashem, speedily in our days, our body will be so rectified that we won't necessarily need this so much. Our body, our flesh, will be so purified and so holy, like the tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim, the negativity doesn't have any grasp on their body. If you ever see a real tzaddik, you see that you can nearly see right through their skin. They're translucent, especially Rav Ishmael. It's crazy stuff. You look at him, it's like, what is going on here? It's barely like, it doesn't look like our body. It doesn't look like our skin. Crazy stuff. Baruch Hashem. Abeged no'ad lechasot l'astir. So the clothing is here to cover it up. Naguf ubeged l'neshama. Your body is the clothing of your neshama. Therefore, also by way of your body, your neshama is being revealed. Another importance to be a healthy person in this world. Ben mitzad shal yado neshama uchanit yochola litgalot vilifol ba'olam agashmi. Uven besod chokhmat ha'partzuf. Whether we're talking about the fact that your neshama can't do anything in this world without being inside a body, or we're talking about the wisdom of the faces of reading a hand, reading a face, reading the forehead, all these different Kabbalistic practices that we have. There it's explained in the Chokhmat HaPartzuf, the wisdom of the face, that the Zohar talks about, that the Neshama is revealed in the form of the body. By reading the face of a person, you can tell what Neshama he's working with, right? Chokhmat Adam Tair Pana Ve'oz Pana Visna. Right? It says in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes, right? That Chokhmat Adam Tair Panav, the wisdom of man, will illuminate his face. Right? So you see, what's the wisdom of man? It comes from the neshama. And where is it revealed? By way of your face. So you see that there's a connection between the revelation of the neshama and the body. So there's a danger here that we shouldn't make the external aspect the main thing. Even though these clothings, these garments, are made to reveal the inner aspect of man, even though that's the case, sof, beged udevar chitzoni vegashmi, clothing is an external, physical thing. We can't forget that. Umimera yesh sakana gedola, then there's a big danger that instead of the clothing being just a vessel to reveal the neshama, there's a sense of a fear here that they'll look at the clothing itself and not on the internal aspect of the clothing. Vimdedu et chashivut adam rak lefi malbushav. God forbid, they get to a point where they'll measure the honor of a person only by what he's wearing, only according to his clothing. There you could also have a person that wears clothing that he's not fitting to wear, and he's not going to take pride. You see this, unfortunately, you see this in our generation. You have Balei Tshuva, they come fresh off the street, 3 weeks in yeshiva, they have a black jacket, a black hat, the beard, the whole night, right? And it's like, bro, you 3 weeks ago you were in the club. Like, now, all of a sudden you're... So there's a side of it that he's conforming, he's fitting into the yeshiva, he's good. On the other side, it's like, just don't let it get to your head, right? And like, they understand that the hat only has a certain amount of room. It's fitted to your head. If your head keeps growing, the hat's going to be ruined, you know? God forbid. In a lower case, the clothing can, God forbid, become the main thing. I can't pray if I don't have a hat on. I can't pray if I don't have my jacket on. Right? There is halachot like this, but you don't have to go crazy about it. Right? Now you're going to delay mincha because you couldn't find a hat. Like the rabbi's hint about the pasuk with Yosef HaTzadik, Potiphar's wife. How did she get him? She grabbed him by way of his clothing. Right, the Yetzara is trying to grab a person and to seduce you into being busy with what you're wearing. Instead of dealing with what's going on with your neshama. What's the point here? Since the clothing is a physical thing, it's coming to express and to reveal an inner aspect. Azaya klalu, then the rule is, the principle is, שבכל פעם שיש חיבור בין גשמי לאוחני, צריך להשתמש בדבר גשמי שמגלה דבר רוחני, יש בזה ניסיון, אדם יבינו, האם יבינו שהגשמי אינו עיקר, או שהוא ההפך גמור. Right? When you have a physical and a spiritual connection between something, like we have clothing and person, like we have body and neshama, right? Whenever you have that mixture, there's always going to be a test there. What is the main thing? And the physicality should always be a tool to reveal the spirituality and not the opposite way, right? It can never be the opposite way. So here too, you have to be conscious that there's a test when it comes to clothing. What is the main thing? In order to be successful, you have to sanctify and amplify your holiness. Therefore, specifically on Shabbat, that there's a huge light of the Ein Sof in the strongest way possible. And it gets really, really strong. The power of Kedusha in the world is very, very powerful in Shabbat. Then there's an idea to wear more important clothing. By way of the sanctity of Shabbat and the revelation of the true light that there is in Shabbat, the person is able to receive a neshama yetera, an additional soul, shelo lipol b'taut, that you shouldn't fall down to the mistake of making your clothing more important than yourself, than your neshama, right? Than the internal aspect. But davar hazeh nikra klipat noga. This is what's called klipat noga, this middle part where it can go up, it can go down, depending on your thoughts. Shidavar mutar, it's permissible. But if you make it the main aspect of your life, you think that it by itself is important, then it becomes mamash klipa. Right? Klipat noga is parv. But if you make it all about klipat noga, then it falls down. For example, amachalim em benoga. Food is in noga. Kichol ochel yesh bo ikar. Every food, there's something there that's the main aspect, which is the holy spark inside the food, the godly light that is giving you the vitality and the taste, everything, right? We've learned about this. We don't need to go into much in it. It goes on for another two paragraphs, but we know the idea. Food is not about the physical food. It is about the godly spark that's inside of there that you're trying to elevate and receive from Hashem, life, vitality, vitamins, taste, texture, everything that is physical is only there by way of the light of Hashem. So too with our clothing. Why do we wear clothing? To cover our body and to reveal our neshama. This is chizuk also for the women that need help with their modesty, right? Just know that your body is the wrong thing that you want people to be looking at. You want to cover your body and you want to reveal your soul. So dress properly, right? And men also have to be tzenuma, so let's not get it mixed up. Abegadu merkava la'or makif. Your clothing is a vehicle for the expression of the encompassing surrounding light. Your clothing is a representation of your or makif. Everybody has an internal light, things that you've acquired that you really are, that's your essence. And you have a light that surrounds you, that encompasses you, that you receive life force from and your spirituality from it, but it's not really yours, right? Like you have who you are and you have a rabbi. Your rabbi is bigger than you. You don't understand your rabbi. He's much bigger than you. There's things that he does that you don't even understand. You can't even begin to comprehend. They're not. You haven't internalized those things, yeah. Right? So too, you have an aura around you that's not really internalized. It's this energy that surrounds you. You have to know every single person has a spiritual light surrounding them, and it's a higher level than the person itself. And the person is always aspiring towards this level. Right? It's your next level that you're about to get to. Once you internalize that light, then you get a new or makif. You get a new light. It's always levels and levels. This light is called a makif. Right? Makif in Hebrew means to encompass, to surround. Since this light is so much loftier than the person, then he doesn't have the vessels to be able to tolerate it inside of him. Therefore, it only surrounds him from the outside. And it doesn't go inside of him. Until a person merits to sanctify his body and to ascend higher, and then the makif, this surrounding light, this encompassing light, becomes part of you, and then you start to get new makifim, you start to get new aspirations and new goals according to your new level that you've achieved. And this light is always influencing a person, because a person is always trying to achieve that next goal. A person, human beings, always want more, more and more and more. Also in spirituality, not just in physicality. And that's where your aspirations are coming from. What are your goals in life? They come from your makif. Then this light influences a person. And it elevates your aspirations and your actions. And a person who has a higher or makif, then he has higher and greater aspirations and desires. And this helps you to be successful in all the work that you have to do. Your clothing then, which is a makif, et gufa adam, your clothing that encompasses the body of man, right? Where do you wear your clothing? Not inside of you. You wear it on the outside of you. This is a vessel and a vehicle for this Or Makif to rest on. Therefore, your clothing has a big, big influence on who you are as a person and your goals and your aspirations. And they also, they're symbolic to what your aspirations are in life. Like we see with Chush, like we see with our own senses, that clothing can influence the desires of the body of a person. כמו כן רואים שיש לאדם צורך פנימי עמוק ללבוש לבושים שמתאימים מסלמים את דרכו בחייו. Clothing, a person always wants to wear clothing that show what is my path in life, where am I going in life, what are my true aspirations, right? No opinion on this, right? But we have two chassidim here that don't dress how they used to dress when they were in cheder, right? Woo! They're not dressed in the same way. They don't have a nice velvet hat on their head anymore, right? A fur hat on their head anymore, right? So why? Because there was a little bit of a change in direction or a change in expression of their neshama. So the clothing also changed, right? They're no longer in the cookie cutter system. The neshama is speaking. It's out. It's alive, right? And also me, I never used to wear white shirts like this. Sometimes, most of the time, I don't even wear white shirts like this, right? But for whatever reason, today it came out, you know? There you go. Derech Agav, by the way, whoever hasn't picked up yet on the energies, this week's parasha is talking all about the clothing of the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
So it's not stum that we're learning this right now. It's all connected. Baruch Hashem. We're living it. Lishma, like Rabbi Yoel of Satmar would say. Baruch Hashem. כך שכמו שהתברר שהבגד מגלה את הפנימיות, like we've explained that the clothing is expressing what's happening on internally, בכך שהוא מסתיר את הגוף. Why? Because it conceals the body, it hides the body. Therefore, it also causes for an expression of the neshama. So we see the clothing is revealing this light of the makif, this light of my aspirations. What am I achieving? What am I aspiring to achieve? And it's a symbol of where a person is trying to go. And it also influences a person. A person could be busy with the Or Makif and to nurse from it, even though he hasn't really acquired it internally. And this is hinted to by way of wearing clothing. Now the clothing, it's not really part of you. A clothing is part of your being, it's not really part of you, right? But on the other side, it has an effect on you, and it reveals your inner aspect. This is exactly the idea of the Or Makif, that it's not really part of you, but it has an effect on you and it's elevating you. Right? So this is the idea of the makif, and the idea of how the clothing is a vehicle for that expression. So what's the difference between Shabbat clothing and weekday clothing, mundane clothing? Every single piece of clothing reveals an internal aspect of a person, and it also guards that inner aspect, and is a vehicle for the expression of the Or Makif. Therefore, it reveals the aspirations of a person. But on the level that the clothing really is, there's differences. Ki bibigdei yom chol, on a weekday clothing, there's a revelation of a person on a yom chol, on a weekday. Right? Your weekday clothing express your weekday being. Lefi ha'or ha'makif, one question, hold on, question. Yo's work is studied in Israel even though he was an anti-Zionist? Yes, most of us in this room are also anti-Zionist, and we all live in Israel, and we even some of us have guns, and we also fight for this country. Yes, Baruch Hashem. Torah is learned everywhere, especially in Eretz Yisrael, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Lefi ha'or ha'makif shemakif oto lefi madragato b'chol. Right? You have a certain encompassing light, you have a certain or makif on a weekday. It's not the same or makif that you have on Shabbat. So your weekday clothing that is a vehicle to express your Or Makif is different on a weekday than it is on Shabbat. Therefore, when you come towards Shabbat and a person starts to elevate and starts to exalt himself and he starts to receive a nefesh, a ruach, a neshama, and an additional level to his being, you have to wear different clothing. They have to express and they have to be this vehicle for the expression of a higher level that you just got to. כי ברגע שאדם מתרומם, the second a person starts to elevate, ממילא גם האור המקיף שלא גדל ומתרומם. Therefore, usually, your light that encompasses you, your surrounding light, also elevates and also starts to grow. כי לפי ערכה של נשמתו, כך יהיה לו מקיף. According to the level of your neshama, so too will be the level of your encompassing light that surrounds you. וכך יהיו שאיפותיו גבוהים יותר, so too your aspirations will be loftier. And your expectation to ascend and to get to new levels will also be loftier, right? It can't be that you get a new nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and you're the same person. And you can just wear the same clothing. You're expressing the same ideas. You have the same goals. It can't be. So too, like we see in life, a person, as soon as he himself elevates to a new level, so too with him, his goals grow, right? Person got 100, he wants 200. He got 200, he wants 400. He got 400, he wants 800. That's what the Gemara says. Why does he want more? Because he is more. He's already acquired more. He has more, so he wants more, right? This can be in physicality, this can be in spirituality.
Is that the reason why it becomes more sensitive?
What's more sensitive?
Everything becomes more sensitive the more it elevates.
If you're becoming bigger and spiritual, then for sure, because the body's going down and the soul's coming up. Like a person merits to be by a tzaddik, you get to see a tzaddik. As a musagim shelo mitromimim, the ideas of the tzaddik, they start to elevate you. The tzaddik is handing over to you an encompassing light of his, right? What he has internally and what he has surrounding you, surrounding him, is way higher than what you have. Way higher than you. And it has an influence on you. So when you leave him, you should leave yearning to try at least to come closer to it, right? Even though it's not even close to the level that you're at, it should have an influence on you to try to push you towards those goals.
Can you say cleaving is the same word as clothing?
Ah, cleaving, clothing. Weaving. Sod bigdei levan. So what's the secret of white clothing on Shabbat? It's a minhag that came out of here from Tzfat Kodesh. Lechen tzrich lilbosh b'Shabbat bigdei levan. Therefore on Shabbat, you should wear white clothing. Ki ha-tzeva levan mesamel ha-takara b'yichud Hashem. White is a hint towards the oneness of Hashem. Ve'et ha-bitul ha-mukhlat le'insof. And the complete nullification to the infinite light. What happens if you put a flash inside someone's face? What do they see? White, right? Put a big bright light in someone's face, they're not going to be able to see anything. White is a hint to cleanliness, right? That's why hotels, all the sheets are white, everything to try to show you that they're white, even though there's bed bugs underneath the bed, the sheets are white, right? White is the most simple shade. Before you can make any combinations between shades and colors and every different combination that you can make of colors, first you have white. This is a hint to the first original white, the purity that was up above, in the root before anything came out. This is the light of the infinite. White, whatever white means, right? It was Ensof. Everything was Ensof. Everything was just infinite light of Hashem's will being expressed in this world. And that came before everything. That's the root before there was already a 10 Sfirot with half different colors and different light coming down through them, right? The light that's before Keter is pure. Think about a prism. When you have a prism, white comes in, pure, clean light comes into the prism, and out come of it seven colors, right? So that purity that's before the prism, that's what we're trying to mimic on Shabbat. And this is what's written by the Arizal and Shaar Kavanot. You should not go less than four pieces of white clothing. Why four? Four is in correspondence to the four letters of Hashem's name. Like it's explained in the Sefer in the Tikkunim. This is the eight clothing of the Keuna, right? The eight pieces of clothing of the Kohen Gadol, which are talked about in this week's parasha, Baruch Hashem, four of them were golden colors, right? That's Adnut, that's Yud Kev, that's Aleph Dalet, and Nun and Yud. And four of them were white, which is Shem Avaya, Yud Kev Vavke. Right? This is the hint.
So why are we all wearing black?
We're going to get to it, don't worry. I know. Shine. No, let him take it. No. You'll be all right.
If your
makif is not on your new level, you can't eat schnitzel. You can't take schnitzel and make it inside of you.
Yeah,
right?
Make something.
Right? The Kohen Gadol, he would wear four clothing of gold that they are showing the side of Bina. The side of the yearning, right? That's the part of us as human beings doing the work that we have to do. And they are hinted to in the name Adnut. Amore al mitziut an Ifraim. That shows about the reality of us down here. Why is Adnut show about us? Adon, if you have a master, that means there's a servant, right? If there's a master, that means there's a servant. So Adnut shows about us, and that's why he would wear golden clothing on the, on those four golden clothes. Why Bina? Because Bina is the ishtokikut, the yearning. The, I am something, I want to go there. Right? Ve'ilu dalet bigdei lavan, the four white clothing, which is about the yichud and abitul, right? The unification of Hashem, that Hashem is everything. Hashem is everything. Enon milvado, nullified myself to Him. That's revealed by way of Havaya, Yudke Vavke. Hishem ze morea shashem idbarachu kol ha-metziut ve'en davar miladav. Hashem is everything, there's nothing besides Him. And the light of the white clothing, it itself is the light of Shabbat. On Shabbat there's a revelation of Ein Sof, that everything is nullified in front of Hashem completely. That's why we wear this white. And by way of a person wearing white clothing, then this clothing influences him. That he should be able to feel the bitul, the nullification that he needs towards the Ein Sof, and to be re-included inside there. At least in a general aspect, to try to merit, to feel, and to show, and to see how the whole entire creation is just a revelation of Hashem's light, of godliness, and there is nothing besides Hashem in this world at all. But we have to understand that we have to make a differentiation between Shabbat and a weekday. Because on a weekday, a person needs to go out and has to work. Like it's written, Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, 6 days you shall work. Therefore, on a weekday you can't work, you can't walk around with all white. You have to work, you're gonna get dirty. Shabbat is about complete bitul. White is complete bitul, so Shabbat is about bitul. You can't, you're not working. On a weekday, you have to partner and make a mix-up of your nullification that everything is Hashem with the fact that you have to go and do malacha, you have to do work, you have to do things in this world. You have to be a vessel for Hashem's revelation in the world and to reveal that there is nothing in this physical world. This is just, it's just a matrix, right? Therefore, you should not wear your Shabbat clothing on a weekday. And even more so to not wear Shabbat weekday clothing on Shabbat. Everything has to be in its proper time. And that is the secret of when should I hold everything? When should I hold on to everything? Right? Some footnotes here. From this we will understand. If a person is wearing white clothing, and it brings him to pride. Right? You want to wear white on Shabbat, and it brings you to pride. This is the complete opposite of the idea here. You wear white on Shabbat, and it makes you prideful. Your clothing is black. Your clothing is black. Why? Because that clothing is making you feel pride. If you're wearing black clothing, since that's what's accepted in this time, right? People don't walk around in the majority. In Tzfat we have this, right? In certain communities in the world we have this, but the majority of the Jewish world, people don't wear white on Shabbat, right?
Yes, but you wear the white inside and you put the...
No, beged elyon amul lavan.
Yes, but because to be...
Exactly, right? But in this time, the main expression, what you see a chassid walking down the street, you see a Haredi person walking down the street, you see black. If you're walking behind them, all you see is black. Black hat, black shirt, black jacket, black pants, black shoes, right? So if a person's wearing black, but his heart is nullified to Hashem, then his clothing is white. And when it comes to Kabbalah, the inner aspect is the main thing. So you can wear black on Shabbat because that's the minhag of the world, and your heart is pure. Really, your clothing is white. The Biur Halacha already wrote, if wearing white on Shabbat would cause a feeling of I'm better, or people are going to look at you like you're different, or you're going to feel pride, you shouldn't do it. In your house, you do whatever you want. It's written in halacha. Lo bifnei rabim, but not in public. Again, this is not a outright rule that if you don't feel pride and you just like to wear white on Shabbat, yalla, wear white, right? Not a problem. O devi morenu v'rabenu b'shem tzadikim. Rabbi Shemaya brings in the name of the tzadikim. Sheikar in yana loven hu ha'or asher bo. The main aspect of the whiteness is the light that's inside there. Right? The or ha'insof. L'kach malbush shehu mavrik. Azay al av shehu shachor u'nechshav li'inyan ze kelavan. If you pay attention to the Hasidim, during the week they wear a matte black bekesha. A matte black piece of clothing. On Shabbat, though, it's either silk or shiny, like yours, right? Wow. What's the idea? That if it's shiny, really that counts as white. That's what Rav Yitzchak says in the name of the Tzaddikim. Right? Why? Ki inyan hu gilui or en sof. The idea is to reveal the light of the en sof. V'zem nirmaz gam beveged mavrik. This is hinted to even in a shiny piece of clothing. Omnam talmid chacham u bevchinat Shabbat. A talmid chacham is the aspect of Shabbat. Like we've mentioned in the Zohar, ואולי לכן מנהג ישראל שהתלמיד חכם לובשים כתונת לבנה בכל יומות השבוע. Therefore, התלמיד חכם, what's the minhag? The people that learn Torah, they wear white shirts the whole entire week, right? A white shirt. Why? Because התלמיד חכם, he's like this aspect of Shabbat, and therefore, if he's dealing with Torah all day long, the minhag has become that חרדים, חסידים, people that are learning Torah. Even in the Dati Leumi world, you see that the rabbis, they wear white shirts. Even if all the students are wearing t-shirts, the rabbi is always usually dressed in a shirt. From that, it went to everybody that has Yirat Shamayim started to wear white shirts during the week. And like the Maruch Hu says, right, that you shouldn't wear Shabbat clothing on weekdays and weekdays on Shabbat clothing, the Maruch Hu says, Afilu achaluk shel Shabbat, en ra'ui lilvosho b'yamei achol klal. Your shirts and the jackets, right, that you wear on Shabbat, right, you should not wear them during the week at all. Meaning, guys, emphasis, if you're not going to wear white and you still want to wear black or whatever it is that you wear on Shabbat, at least make it a piece of clothing you don't touch during the week. And the clothing that you put on during the week, don't put it on Shabbat, right? You have to make this, and that's Pshat Halacha. That is Pshat Halacha. That's not already Kabbalah. Pshat halacha, Shabbat deserves its own wardrobe. This is halacha, right? So we have to be mitchazak in this, we have to strengthen ourselves in this, b'zat Hashem. What if wearing dignified black Shabbat clothes also make you feel pride? That's not true pride because you're commanded to do it. If you keep halacha, then that's what you're meant to do. Keeping halacha can't make you feel prideful when you're doing the right thing. Yes. You have to be conscious, and humility. With humility comes knowing your status. You are a Jew. You are celebrating the holiest day of the whole entire week. And Hashem said, by way of the tzaddikim, wear special clothing, eat amazing food, have three meals, sing to me, be happy. That you can't feel prideful about. That is what you're meant to do. You should feel humbled by way of doing that. Baruch Hashem. Now, we're going to move over to the idea of Nerot Shabbat. The candle lighting of Shabbat.
Can I add something about Rabbi Yoel?
Yeah.
The reason why he didn't want people to move to Israel, because it's much harder to be a Yid here, meaning you can more mess up here. But of course,
it's like it says in the Zohar, and I think Gemara Zohar, I can't remember, that when you're in the praktlin of the king, right, when you're in the courtyards of the palace, everything counts a lot more. So your mitzvot count a lot more, but so do your sins. You want to mess up.
You have to behave.
Yeah, you have to behave more, right?
Exactly.
You do a sin in New York, it's one thing, right? You do a sin in Yerushalayim or in Tzfat, it's a whole other world, right? So too, when you do a mitzvah, though, and when you do business, and when you live life in Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole other ball game. So you have to try to balance that out. If you're a good boy, come to Eretz Yisrael. If you want to be a bad boy, stay over there. Kitzu, no, stop. Even there, come to Eretz Yisrael, do your bad things here. In our generation, do all your bad here in Eretz Yisrael. There's more chance you'll come right. Is that the Shem? It's better you mess up here in Abba's home, and Abba looks at you and says, come, my little boy, come. There, Bezat Hashem. Tov, Nachon, the heir of the land of Israel makes a person wiser. Bezat Hashem, now we're going to be learning about Nerot Shabbat, the candles of Shabbat. Very, very important. Guys, the food's not going to go anywhere, I promise you. We have three more pages. Aisha Madlega Newat Shabbat Vaish Machin. And if you could please leave a little bit for me, I would really appreciate that. The woman lights the candles, but the man has to prepare the candles. The Arizal says in Shar Kavanot Sha'av Shadlakat Ner Hi Mitzvah La'isha Ba'alat Abayit. Even though lighting the candles is a mitzvah for the woman of the house, like it's explained in the Gemara and in the Zohar, Mikol Makom Aish Tzrich Lizaher Latkin Ulachin Et Anerot. The man has to be careful to prepare and to beautify the candles. V'uvad Varav B'Poskim. And these words were brought in the Poskim. Right, so here you have an example where the halacha brings the Arizal to teach us what to do. V'zai sha'ish tzrich lachin et hanerot ze chelek miklal pu'ulot ha'chana le'shabbat. The fact that you as a man have to prepare the candles for your wife, or if you're single for yourself, right? This is part of the preparation for Shabbat. Shehem kli le'or ha'shabbat. They are a vessel for the light of Shabbat. V'umichin et ha'kli v'ashoresh. You're preparing the vessel and the root. That by way of your preparation, the woman will be able to actually bring out the action into fruition and to light the candles and to bring the light of Shabbat into the world. Preparing the candles is extremely, extremely, extremely precious and important. The woman should light Shabbat candles with immense joy, immense happiness. Like it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, it says like this: "Viteta ba'ya bechedva deliba uruta b'dadlaka botzina de Shabbat." The woman should be desirable with joy and happiness in her heart, and a passion to come light the candles of Shabbat. The ha'yikara ilaa hi la uzchu rav legarma lemizke levinyan kadishin dihon botzina de alma beoraida uvedachalata. ויזגון שלמה בערה והבד לבעלה אורכה דחיים בגין כך בעיה להזדהרה. Crazy stuff. What does it say? אישה צריכה בחדוות הלב ורצון להדליק נר שבת. A woman has to have a desire and a passion in her heart to light the candles of Shabbat, because the honor, this is the most supernal honor that she could have, right, to light Shabbat candles. וזכות גדולה לעצמה לזכות לבנים קדושים. It is a huge merit for her to merit two holy children. Shiyu ner haolam betorah uveira. Shiyu ner haolam, that they should be candles for the world of Torah and of respect and awe of Hashem. V'yarbu shalom ba'aretz, and they will increase peace in the land. V'notenet leva'ala chayim arukim, and it gives to her husband a long life. There might be some women that don't want to have that, but is that the same? No, it's just making a joke here. But for sure, that's why the woman has to be careful with this. To be happy, to be desiring, to be excited to come light candles, because not only is she bringing the light of Shabbat into the world, right? What's the pshat of lighting candles? Shalom bayit. That's the pshat. Why the rabbis instituted lighting candles in the house? Shalom bayit. But it's not just shalom bayit. It's shalom bayit. It's long life for her husband. It's her mitzvah. It's bringing holy children to her house, that those children will illuminate the whole entire world with awe of Hashem, awareness of Hashem and Torah. Lerov godel ma'alat azman hakadosh haknisat Shabbat vegodel ma'alat mitzvah hadlakat haner. From such an importance of the time of lighting these holy candles in the beginning of Shabbat, in the entrance of Shabbat into the world, and the importance of this mitzvah of lighting these candles, shu kishut nifla l'shechina kedusha. This is an amazing decoration for the whole Shechina. Therefore, the women have a minhag to beseech and to beg Hashem at the time where they come to light candles, to ask Hashem everything that they need. Why? Because it's such an auspicious time, such a powerful light that's coming in to the world right now. Baruch Hashem. The kavanat ner Shabbat. What's the intention of the lighting of the Shabbat candles? Look at this timing, huh?
I was listening.
Yeah, I know, I saw you. Dina adlakat haner nikrat v'lashon gemara shalom bayit. Lighting of the candles in the Gemara is called shalom bayit. Upremiut ha'inyan, what's the inner aspect? Sh'or haner me'ir et ha'or ha'emunah b'toch levavot Yisrael. The light of this candle brings inside the hearts of Am Yisrael emuna. And this emuna is a thing that brings shalom. Amiti, completion, true completion. You meant to ask as much as you can. Adam la'atzmo ve'adam le'chavero. Right? Between a person and himself, you have more peace, true completion, and between you and your fellow people surrounding you. You have to have intention when you come to light the candles. And when the candle is extinguishing, when you're also looking, istalkut, right? When you come to look at the candle and when you come to light it, right? When she comes to light it, also men, we have a mitzvah to look at the candles when you're making kiddush, right? The intention should be lehadlik le'ir benafshenu et ha'or eloki ha'or emuna, to ignite and to illuminate inside our souls the light of Hashem and the light of emuna. Until we recognize and we live with clarity that everything is just the light of Hashem. There's nothing besides Hashem. The whole entire creation and everything that we can find in creation, they're not separate from Hashem. They're connected to the light of the Creator. From the essence, from the core of what they are. This is the purpose of lighting the candles. To illuminate and to ignite the light of oneness, of unification down here below in this world. To merit, to see every single thing is the hand of Hashem being acted out. And how the truth is that it's just the light of Hashem being revealed. And go deeper and deeper into this feeling. Meditate on this until it's drilled into your heart very well. And you have an intensification, an amplification of your heart and the recognition, a tangible recognition in the oneness and the reality of Hashem. And this is the most fundamental intention that you could have. And from here until the end, we're going to go into much deeper things. Therefore, whoever sees that they're going to get confused should come back to this part and repeat it again and again and work with this part alone. And Bezat Hashem, when you start to grow, you're going to be able to have more intention on this. And with this, we are done with Instagram.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
But this camera's still on, so for all of us later. Now we're getting to the depths of Ner. We learned about this on Chanukah, whoever paid attention. B'chavad. Yeshnam ve'ata nichnas be'ezrat Hashem. Now we're going to go deeper. There's three parts inside a person. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. And they are in correspondence to three parts in the body, which are the general aspect of the body, mainly the liver. Then you have the heart. And then you have the brain, right? Liver, heart, brain is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The Nefesh and the body, they do the actions in practicality. The heart is what feels emotion, and your thoughts are rested inside your brain. When you come to light the ner, right, it is to unify these three parts and to understand that all of the actions that are done in the world are only done by way of the power of the Creator. All everything that I feel in this world is only the feelings of the heart towards the Creator, and all of my thoughts should be towards the truth of the Creator. Right? To take all three parts of your body and to bring them to Hashem.
Three parts?
Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, yeah. Liver, body, meaning liver, body, heart, emotions, and brain, thoughts. And this yichud, this unification, and this connection, and these thoughts, connecting them all to Hashem, your thoughts, actions, and your feelings, is called the yichud of ner. Ner, right? Candle. Ki hem keneged shem shalosh Shemot HaKadosh. These are three holy names that we have. Adnut, which is about the actions, the lowest one. Elohim, which is about your emotions, right? And Ekye, which is about your thoughts. And you have intention to unify all each of those names, to intertwine them with Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei and Adnut together, Yudkei Vavkei and Elohim together, Yudkei Vavkei and Ekye together. That shows that Hashem Yitbarach is the whole entire creation. He's the whole entire reality. There's nothing besides Him. And these three things together are called Ner. Because these three names together, with three times Yudke Vavke, when you connect it all together, it comes out to Gematria 250, which is Gematria Ner, candle. Right? Which is, this is the same intentions for Hanukkah, the exact same intentions for Hanukkah. And now, we're going to explain, Bezat Hashem, a deeper way of going through this. Right? You have three parts. You have the actions, which is Yudkei Vavkei and Adnut. You have your emotions, which is Yudkei Vavkei with Elohim. And you have your thoughts, which is Yudkei Vavkei with Ekye. One way of doing this is like this. You have intention and go deeper to feel the reality of Hashem, and from that you take upon yourself that all of your actions and all of your emotions should only be according to the will of Hashem, from a recognition. Oh, you see why we bring food, guys? Hashem, from a recognition that everything is only being done by way of the supernal light, and you have intention to receive upon yourself your emotions, that they should only be according to Hashem. and you have intention to receive upon yourself, that your thoughts and your desires should only be according to the will of Hashem. That's one way of doing the intention. Another way is, you have intention to drill inside yourself that all of your actions that you've done are only by way of the power of Hashem Yitbarach. Right? And you have intention to drill this into you that all of your emotions, love, awe, and dveikut are only by way of the supernal light that is being acted inside of you, that is acting you, that is causing you to act. And you have nothing, you have nothing to yourself at all. And the third one, Yichaven Likanes LeBitul, have intention to go into Bitul, meaning that from such a revelation of the light of Hashem, and the face of Hashem, the countenance of Hashem, you will comprehend that your whole entire reality and the reality of all of creation is nullified completely in front of Hashem. And all you have is the supernal light of Hashem, and you feel yourself and all of the creation are just vessels to reveal the light of Hashem, and you're nothing separate of Hashem. And the depth of this Inyan is, this Yichud is, to connect all of the creation to its root, and to see that every single thing, no matter what it is revealing godly light, and to include the supernal and the mundane, and the not, what's the opposite of supernal?
Mundane.
No, not mundane. The upper and the lower, to include both of them as one, and to see how Hashem is inside everything, right? That it's not just Hashem's up there in spirituality. No, Hashem is down here also in your food, right? It's also a spiritual thing to do, to eat. There you go. And the third way you can do this is have intention and contemplate and feel strongly until it's made a decision inside of you, with a complete decision, how every single action and every single emotion is done only by way of the supernal light that is bringing life force into you at any given moment, and nothing is done really by way of a human being or an animal or anything down here. Everything, al yedei ha'elyon shehu hakoach ha'pnimi amiti, everything is done by way of Hashem, which is the only true power that there is. And you will arouse your heart to yearn towards your Creator until from such a ishtokikut, from such yearning to the light of Hashem, you'll go into feeling the light of the Creator with such strength until you feel that you nullify yourself and you're completely melting and being re-included inside your root, which is the light of Hashem, and you feel how you're nothing by yourself and you don't even exist because you have such a connection to Hashem, and you're just melting away into this supernal light. And the third level of that is to feel inside your brain a deep, deep desire to give over yourself to Hashem, mesihut nefesh, likalel bo, to be included inside of Him, meaning sheyagish ech mirov ha'argasha b'mitzud Hashem. You have such a feeling of the reality of Hashem that you're giving over yourself to Hashem, and you're nullifying yourself from being something separate, and your whole entire reality is just to reveal Hashem and to be a vessel for Him. And then you will merit be'ezrat Hashem itbarach, that you will have supernal light come down upon you, and you will feel an immense delight of the godly light that is upon you. This is something that is tested and 100% happens. If you do these intentions properly and you have the proper meditation, you will feel something come down upon you. And then all of your essence and your actions, they are lights of the Creator that is dwelling upon you, and you by yourself are nothing. On the other side, you're filled with light, and you're out to do, and you can do, and you can act in this world by way of this light. From a recognition, a complete recognition, a sweet recognition, that your whole entire essence is just to reveal Hashem's light. And then we have the Or Nerot. Klal Akol Hu. The general principle is to ignite inside of us a fire, a holy fire, that will illuminate the truth, and we will feel that everything is just Hashem in any situation, in any level that we're at, everyone according to where you can find yourself. And this is the true form of a Jew. I want to get this recorded. 1 second. This is the true form of a Jew. Your brain is filled with chokhmah, the light of wisdom, but your brain is filled with wisdom, but you recognize and feel that the light is just the light of Hashem that's dwelling upon you. Your heart is filled with bitul, and you feel Hashem with all of your senses, with love and awe and dveku towards Hashem, and your actions are only according to the will of Hashem, with a recognition that they're only from His power, So this is a complete person, that you are a vehicle for the expression of the supernal light without gaiva, without ego, without a sense of pride, just with the intention of lighting. These are the intentions of lighting the Shabbat candles and the Chanukah candles, right? And also when you have to look at the holy candles at this moment, when they're lit, this is the immense light that is coming out of them. The light of Shabbat, the candles of Emunah, right? When you make Kiddush, you have to look at the candles at a certain point. You have to at least give them a look, right? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You're downloading this. You're downloading the Ner. You're downloading the fact that your actions, emotions, and thoughts, and desires are all meant to be unified to Hashem. And you're recreating the world, like the Maharal says. You become a shutaf, you become a partner in creation when you make Kiddush, right? That's what's going on. So Bezat Hashem will all download these Torahs and these lights and be able to really, really, really bring them down. Bezat Hashem Yitbarach.